Okay, according to Shem Hashem Nasev Nasliya. So holding Ben Ishchai, the second year, when Shana Shnia, the second half of the book, Pasha's the era. It says over here, V'samti pedut ben ami uben amecha, that I'm going to place a redemption between me and my nation. Tomorrow will be this sign. So by all the makos, Moshe Rabbeinu told Parah, tomorrow is going to be this sign, right? Before the makos. Ksiv pedut. It's really written the word pedut. The karinan pedut. It's written without a vav, the word pedut, and we read it with a vav. The tzarech lahavin, we have to understand. Lama lo kativ fidut mila'a, why isn't written fidut redemption the way it's supposed to be read? Pay dalad vav tuf. Why are you missing a vav? Gamar also. So lamachayi, yet tomorrow it will be ha'ota this sign. Al eze kamar o hazeh. On which sign was he saying this sign? Kedir li b'siyat b'shmaya. Shish arba dvarim ha'lavdili Yisrael umus ha'ala. This is your new Dvar Torah. There are four things that separate us between the Gaon. We should go to Jewish parties. Ha'echad u'apeh. The first thing is the mouth. Ki Yisrael she'kibbul ha'Torah. The Jews who accepted the Torah. Yichoyim l'hotze b'fihem. We could express it with our mouth. Dvarim she'bekedusha. Holy words. Ha'nechmad. Which are pleasant. U'ritzuyim. And they're wanted. They'll find us right before Hashem. So we have Torah. We could talk things that Hashem likes us to talk about. Not just talk about our taivas all day. The Gaon, what they have nothing to talk about. All their taivas, their money, and all their desires. And nothing else to talk about. Hashem gave us the Torah, so now we have something to talk about. Tell people about all your 10 people for the mikvah. We Jews have something good to talk about. Ach umat ha'olam, however, the umat ha'olam, the nations of the world, shelo kiblu ha'Torah, they didn't accept the Torah. En yicholim lahazkir b'fiyev dvarim shebuktusha. They do not have the ability to mention with their mouth holy words. So the first way a Jew is separated from a guy is we have a mouth so we can speak holy things. That with our mouth, with our speech, you can tell a difference immediately between a Jew and a Goy. That they are recognized and separated from the nations of the world. Like I wrote, he wrote in one of his farm image lema ala pasuk on the pasuk. It says, "Harini et marayich, hashmiini et kolech." That's the man we just spoke about this pasuk yesterday. Now Hashem tells Klai Yisrael, show me your, I want to see your image. Let me hear your voice. Look over there, I brought a nice mashal. So the first thing is the mouth. We're separate the mouth, we can speak Torah and tefillah. V'ashenihu, ota dalit te'echad. The letter dalit of Hashem's name echad. Ki'ei Torah echad elo li'Yisrael. The only ones who we could call one, like one nation, the nation is one, are the Jewish people. Shnasham the Olam Ha'achtos, that our souls came from the Olam Ha'achtos. Lachem emispar Hashivim ksiv nefesh. We are really all one. We're really one collective soul, and that's why in the Torah, when it says at the end of Bereishit that Yaakov Avinu went down with 70 souls, right? It didn't say souls. It says nefesh, soul. He went down with 70 souls. The lo nefesh didn't just say souls. Why didn't it say souls? Because we're really one collective soul.
How does that relate to the dalit? Is it the dalit in the word of fun? Or the whole word of fun?
That's not like it was.
I don't know exactly why it's the letter.
It's not like it's lost in translation, like Tachon name is underwear. Like, see, people say underwear, you know, it's plural and not.
No, the Torah is never a mistake. There is a concept, there is such a concept that sometimes it says the Torah talks like people, like sometimes it says double terminology. But here it's interesting. Usually it should say nefashos. It's not like fish. No, you don't say people, right? In English, people, you say one. But usually you say soul. How many? There are 70 souls. You should say plural. You don't say 70 soul.
It's like Israelis say, instead of Nike, they say night. Or, you know,
yeah, but over here,
they say Skype or weekly. Maybe that's the translation.
So over here, the Torah wasn't modern Hebrew. It didn't talk like modern Israelis. I mean, the Torah was written by Hashem. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it down. Everything was exact. It wasn't like, I mean, but the word, if we can be very meticulous in the wording, every word of the Torah, the Chazal, that's the whole Gemara. Make drushes of every word, why it was written like this and not like that. That's what the Gemara is based on. It's not just, there's no mistakes. So it says right here, there is Shivim Nefesh, Velo Nefashot. It doesn't say souls. It said, Masha Eked Umot HaOlam. What's not so by the world, nation of the world, Nafsham, their soul, Mimakom, and Perut comes from a very separate place. In Kabbalah, Hasitra de Al-Akhra, the side of foreign gods, it's a side of very broken up pieces. Lachen, therefore, Ein lahem to'ar badalat ela goy acher. Bereish. Vashlishu ho'otvav haromez lachayim. So the first, that was the two things. Which he brought, I don't understand exactly why, were the Ozdala, the first thing, it was separated by the mouth. Second of all, we're separate because we are one. Right? And our source, even our source, we're all one. The Goyim, the other nations, they're not really one. They come from the world, and they're all separated from the beginning. Vashlishi, what's the third? This is Otvav HaRomez L'chaim. Life, like I said, the Zarek of the Parash Baichi, the Afresh Mem Alpha, Mabez, Ma'ayin, Zvar, Ma'chadim, Omadala. Only the Jews were zocha to the tree of life and the Torah and to connect with spirituality. Only the Jews.
Does that
perhaps
mean that
above
Remez from the above?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's from the Zohar. I don't know if this Kabbalistic things. Hashem should open our eyes one day to figure it out. So far, this is the Tal, this is Vav. If it's okay. So it says, the Shema, on the Zeth Rash, the Shema, Rebbe, the Echav Hashech, Hashesh, who Od Vav, that's also the letter Vav, our Mez L'chaim. V'lachem heim kam et chis, and therefore they will get up for chis, and the Lord must have, and not the other nation. So again, the next turn says, since we have everlasting life and we connect with spirituality, therefore we'll be able to get up at Tchias HaMeisim. What's after Tchias HaMeisim? Be spirituality. So whoever's connected to spirituality and connects to the real life by doing Torah Mitzvahs, we will be able to come back by the resurrection of the dead, which is not so with the other nations of the world. The letter Vav also, that's how we're separated. The Heker Arvi, what's the fourth difference? Hu Tevas Taf. That's the letter Taf. Shurubat al Torah, which is for the Torah. The Isabat Tikkun, like we see in the Tikkun Ezar, that the letter Taf resembles the Torah. That faith is about Aleph. Vachi Isabat Isis Rabbi Akiva, the Ice Taf Ramaz al Torah. The letter Taf is a simon to the Torah.
So what's the difference between the first one?
Vachay Nirsham al Mitzvah Shal Tzadikim, Taf Shal Diyai. And therefore, also on the foreheads of Tzadikim, they end up that Hashem imprints like a letter Taf on them. In ink. Vachay Torah Matzal Spanah for Anas, but Shal Kiyos Yaakov Zah. So, originally we talked about the path. The first one was the mouth. Just what do we even speak about? What's all our speech about?
Don't we speak about Torah though?
We speak about Torah, but also even our regular speech about Torah and also about mitzvahs and about Hashem. We also speak about Hashem. We speak about a lot of spiritual things, not only Torah. We speak about Hashem a lot, especially in this yeshiva.
Right, so it's different than the.
Just Torah. Right, so it's in general, you speak about in general that spirituality.
And the third one you're saying is heaven?
Is life. Is we connect with ever eternal life. Which they don't.
Is that considered heaven, or is that not that's not
heaven? It's Tchias HaMeisim. There's even more than that. Now when they go to Gan Eden, it's just a temporary stay until Tchias HaMeisim. The tzaddikim do mitzvahs in this world, right? Whatever, you go to Gan Eden, which they call heaven.
Right.
That's just a temporary hotel stay until Mashiach comes.
Oh, and then,
then they're gonna have a resurrection of the dead. They're gonna come back and have the real party.
So yeah, whereas the goyim just believe in heaven, then that's it.
What do they believe in? They
I don't think they believe in heaven.
I don't know what they believe in, but I don't know what they believe in, but. But they don't have Tchias HaMeisim. They don't have eternity. They're here to help us serve Hashem. They don't have eternity.
Right.
Now,
the Adu. Oh, have something. Loyal to the Lord.
Yeah, no, here it says, Goyim, here it says the only Jews could connect with the eternal life. That's what it says over here.
There were no branches.
I don't know, different branches. He said.
There was no Benoah back then. There wasn't.
Can you
read
the second one again?
Okay, I'm going to go over them soon. The Yaduah Kavetorah, let's get through the fourth one. In the Torah, there are, is it Yesh Hekar Vehevdel Yisrael Ben Umas Alam? There's a very big difference between the Jews and between the nations of the world. Because we know the halacha is Goy Sha'asik Batara, Goy who learns Tara, Chayim Misa. A Goy who learns Tara just to learn Tara, he's not planning on becoming a Ger or anything, he's Chayim Misa. The Bezenai that Kamisha Isaac Batara, Hareza Yisrael. Whoever delves into Torah, he's a Jew. Because if not, he should be killed. So, again, we said four things. One thing we're different than the guy was with the mouth, that we speak about spirituality, connect with Hashem, which also can involve Torah, but all spiritual things we speak about Hashem, we speak about doing kindness, that's the mouth. So the guy don't speak anything so special. What was the second thing we said? Is the Jews are one. We're one collective soul. We're one. We're not like the Goyim, which are many different broken up pieces.
Right.
But even in our source, we're all one. What was the third thing? The light. Please tell me. So we have, which we said is the letter Vav. We have, the Zohar says it refers to the letter Vav. It's like the tree of life. That's the letter Vav. The Zohar says, so it's the tree of eternal life. Therefore, we have eternal life, Chesed Mesa, and the Goyim do not have. The fourth thing we said was, we have Torah, and the Goyim don't have Torah. Nimtza comes out. Arba Isis Pedus, through the letters Pei, Dalet, Vav, and Tav, Yeshba, and Heker, they have the Yisrael, and Umus, Olam. That's the difference. Right? Because we wanted to say the Pei is for Pet, the male. Dalet, we said referring to the Dalet of Echad, which shows that we're one, right? He said, according to the Kabbalah, the Echad, the Dalet, it means shows that we come from that world of Akhtos, we come from originally all one, right? So that's what the Dalet, from the word Pedus. The Vav is referring to what the Zohar says, the Vav refers to eternal life, which is also for the Jews. And the Tav is Torah, which also the Jews have.
So, we took that word.
So the Pedus is the Pei, is the Pet. The Dalet, the Zohar says that's the aspect of we're all, that last letter of Echad, we're one in our source. The Vav is eternal life. The Zohar says the Vav refers to the eternal tree of life, which only we could connect with. The Tav is the Torah that only we could connect with. So, certain things you see these days, that we speak differently, you could see. That we learn the Torah, you could see. Right? That we're you could see. But Hecker, Baram, however, Hecker the Od Vav, to recognize the letter Vav, that only we have eternal life, is very hard to see now. Looks like we're all just like we're here, just in this world for the party. It's very hard to see the Vav. It's hidden. The Od Vav Inim Avara. It's not clear. Vinoda Ata Bazmanada, and know now. The Rak and only Bazman Chis Hamesim, in the time of Chis Hamesim, Nikar will be recognized and known. Vinoda Zeh. The Kazum of Kubalim Zalim. Kubalim, right? Idiot Chis Hamesim. What is Chis Hamesim? Domet similar. You take someone who throws iron, which is ground up, shachuk is ground up like dust, the karka in ground, which is sand. So you take a piece of iron, you grind it up, and you put it into the sand. You can't see now anything's in there. So in a nikr b'mara b'nachol, it's not recognized in the sand. So what do? Heavy emes she'eves barzel. You take a stone, which draws. Barzel, take a magnet, take a strong magnet. The vira al garechol, put it over the sand, and now all your pieces will come up. But it's a she'eves habarzel, right? But so it will be drawn. The barzel, the iron will be drawn to the magnet. The sand will be left in its place. That's what Hashem is going to do at Chis Hamesim. Even though it looks like everybody dies, there's a difference. Tzadikim, everybody has, they have cemeteries. We have cemeteries. What's the difference? See, no. What happened is. That's what Hashem is going to do at Chis Hamesim. What does it say? We know Chazal say, Maritau shall tchia. Hashem is going to put a certain dew on the ground. Which, so to speak, is going to be a spiritual dew. So anyone who's spiritual will connect to this dew. V'chol afar shall gufin, and all the dust of the bodies of Yisrael, call them, they will be absorbed. They will be absorbed by the magnet. It will pick them up. V'afar umas ha'olam, but the dust of the nations, Nishar Ben Kavi, they all stay. So there'll be a big dew fall, and it'll bring up everybody, and bring up the dead in the time of Chis Hamesim. So now we understand, it's good to learn just this. That's going to work.
Mountain Dew is a popular
drink.
Only people that were spiritual connected in a way?
Chis Hamesim, you have to have a big schos to have some type of spirituality to be connected. Yeah, it's a spiritual, it's not just like a physical dew. It's something much deeper because the guy you could also connect to. It's a spiritual thing. That to be zeichet chis hamesim. Hashem should help us.
Like we do is boy, so
we do.
That's a spiritual.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. Everything we do is makes the do. So now we understand why it says do what you can do.
Do
what you can do. So Hashem should bring the do. But lechay nerta oitz is pedus. That's why we understand why the word pedus was missing. But we said it says pay dollar at top. Because the pay dollar at top, right? Hashem said, I'm going to bring a redemption to this nation. What does that mean? Now you'll see the pay dollar at top, you'll see the pay, how we're different. Hashem's going to take us out of Mitzrayim and give us the Torah and show what, and make us choose as, like, make us choose as his nation. So now, even though all four things are going to happen, we'll only recognize the pay, how we're going to speak differently. The dollar, which we said, how we're all one. And the tough, how we have the Torah. but you're not going to see the vav. Therefore, in the Torah, when it's written Pidus, it's written without the vav, because we read it with the vav, but it's written without it, because that's still hidden. That's what he says. Therefore, v'lachein, therefore, niftam aisyas Pidus, chaser vav, missing a vav, the karmina Pidus mulet, we read it with a vav. Because in these four things, Samti Hekar of the Hevdel, Hashem said, I made a recognizable different and a different, a recognition and a difference between Am Yisrael and Am Cha Umas Ha'olam, between my nation, the Jews, and between you nations of the world. Because at that time, Mitzrayim was Reish Kala Umas Ha'olam, they were the head of the whole world. Nimshachar, they would all follow it. Everyone followed Egypt. They were
role models.
But this letter, which is read and not written, which is a vav, it's not recognized now. Rather, it will be recognized tomorrow. So now it is how we started. What is he saying? Hashem said, because I will place a redemption between my nation, between your nation, between the Mitzrayim and all the nations of the world. And by I wrote Pidus with Adava, I'm going to put the Pidus, you'll see now the Peh, the Dalet, the Taf now. But Lamachar, only tomorrow, in the time of Tchis HaMesim, later on, Yeah, Isazel will be this letter, this Vav, will be recognized. So that's how he's explaining the Pasuk. So now I'm saying Pidus, Peh, Dalet, Taf. But Lamachar, Yeah, tomorrow, in the time of Tchis HaMesim, Yeah, Isazel, this letter, which letter are we referring to? The letter of the Vav, which is hidden now, then it'll be recognizable. Like that, Pshat?
Makes sense.
Chesmesim is going to be much later than Mashiach comes, no?
Yeah. It's going to be after. So, Shalom, how long it's going to be after?
It's going to be like a.
One sheet is 40, it could be, Chesmesim will be 40 years after Mashiach. But whenever it is, then it'll be recognized that the Jews are the chosen nation, and we'll see
this. So, we're technically, we die, but we have eternity, we come back.
They don't know that.
I don't know. The Rambam says that no one knows what's going to happen until it happens.
Oh. For some reason, I was trying to say, the year 6000 now, or I heard that flying around.
6000 is where
the maximum.
Right. Maximum 42.
That's the maximum.
Either
why 6000? What's the
maximum? Because the world was created in 6 days and Hashem rested on the seventh. So each year, each is 1000 years. Each day is 1000 years. So therefore, the world has to rest on the 1000.
The Yids are very smart, by the way.
What?
The Yids are very smart. Jews are very smart.
Very smart? That's good.
Very smart.
The Torah is smart. And Hashem is very smart. It's all Hashem's
dot. Ben Yishkai is saying that that us Jews who are connected to the spiritual are going to have eternity.
Yeah, the more we connect.
We pass away, but we come back.
Yeah, for sure.
So we live forever.
Yeah,
there's no expiration date.
No expiration date.
You can play as much as possible as you want.
Doubtful. Mashiach.
That way we can accumulate more hours and places. You know?
Podcasting.
Fine, so let's see, go to the halacha now. Let's see halacha out. We're learning about trapping. There's another big paragraph that connected it, but let's see, talk about trapping. Actually, we can see the last paragraph before to see how it connects to this Hilchos Shabbos. But lachein, the last paragraph before the halacha starts. Therefore, the Shabbos me'ein olam haba, the Shabbos which is the aspect of olam haba, haromis lasman ha'geula. Oh, Shabbos, what we were just saying, is the geula, the seventh day, is like the 7000th year. This man, Shabbos olam haba, which is this man the geula. It's good here. Tenors are up. She'ein Shabbos
tzuda. But is it only the geula of 1000 years?
I don't know exactly how it works. The Loyu Yisrael, they tell them, oh, Yisrael are no longer going to be trapped. And the seventh day after that, we're not going to be trapped anymore. Right? So therefore, Ne'es Rabbi Hatzedah, we're not allowed to trap on Shabbos. Shabbos, which resembles Olam Haba, which will no longer be trapped, therefore we're not allowed to do the act of trapping. Because we don't connect with trapping and being trapped on Shabbos. Ki Hatzedah Ela Ela Bismanachot, we're only trapped, we're only allowed to trap, and we're only trapped during the weekday, during these 6,000 years. But during these years of that we're in exile, Shame Rebbe's in, because they represent Lesman HaGolos, to the time of the Golos, Yisrael Nitzaydim, that we're trapped, and we're trapped inside the, we're standing inside the trap. Haru muza ba'ez mem stuma shel lamar be'amisra. There's a pasuk lamar be'amisra that has a closed mem instead of an open mem. It's a closed mem to show that an end of mem is a closed mem because we're trapped in the mem. We're trapped now. So since Shabbos is the after of the olam haba, which will no longer be trapped, therefore now also we don't connect with trapping because we just do untrapped. We want to be untrapped today. So let's learn halacha alphabet trapping. After the teda asur b'shavas, after that teda trapping is asur b'shavas, forbidden to trap things. He ma'avolas one of the avolachas. Therefore, let's say you made a bird fly, atchechnisa labayis until it entered a house, shachalonetz of stumim. Its windows are closed, so you chase a bird or some other animal into a house that it can't get out. Or the beaver makaro, or it was like a beaver was like in some type of like trap, an indoor thing that was roofed. The sasa called sad, but no, but you lock the door. So you basically trap it where you see a nice bird, a chavis, you chase it, you shoot it until it comes into a closed place, and you close the door, it can't get out. That, you just did an isser deraisa on chavis. Or you chase a sharelef achar chai, you ran after some type of animal, until it ran into your house or your chaser, like this, and you shut the door. Your dog is running. Well, you chase it into your house, you lock the door. Chayiv min akarvi. A person is chayiv min deraisa.
But it's hard because you're not allowed. I heard you're not allowed even touch your dog on Shabbat. So how do you get him in the house?
Dogs, different shear. Dogs. You know, dog shear.
You're not supposed to touch your
dog. It's
the pets.
You have to know it's domesticated. You have to find out. You have to go to a dog shear on dogs.
Okay. Yeah. What if it's just like a game that you're playing, like when you're little with your friends, and you're like
with your dog?
No, the trapping game. I don't know. You run around and you try to catch somebody.
There's no trapping of people. No, it's for trapping people.
Do that.
Yeah, you can trap people.
Yeah. No trap.
I don't use the trap people anyway, but
no trap music.
No trap.
So saying over here, Yechayim in Atar. Umi, however, in a chayim in Atar el behecha the ina bayis chalucha. You only chayim in the rice if the house is not big enough. Baru yachol lutfas a chayim if benachem ruzach. You're able to catch it easily. If you trap it at that big house, this bird still flying around your LA house. So then it's not chayim the rice because. Then you still have to run after. You still need to do work to trap. It's not really trap, but if you trap it into a small thing, a small cage or
it
something,
it is trap because birds fly into your house. They can't even if the window is wide open, they can't find their way out.
Okay, but we said over here that it has no way out. It's not your fault. We're talking here the windows
are
closed.
Can't throw a blanket over it.
But we're saying over here, if you're still going to have to chase after it and work hard to trap it, it means it's not really trap. So with the rice, it's still going to be us with the rabban and not with the rice. To be honest with the Rabbi, if you trap it in a cage where it can't move, there you chayiv deraisa. But if you trap it into a scenario where you still have to run after it, then
if it has the spot that it can go out, but it doesn't go out, if you close everything else, it's not trapped.
There was not trapped, then it's not trapped.
Yeah, that was a bee one time. A few weeks ago, a bee flew in my cup in a person's house. The bee. So I went to the little room, you know, and the windows were open. I was trying it out, wouldn't come out, so I put the glass down and I closed the door. It wasn't trapped because the windows were all open. They could go out.
Put the glass the other way around. So
No.
This is why the trapping. You didn't trap.
Yeah, I didn't trap it. I didn't flip it upside down. I'm just saying.
And there was a window.
Yeah, the window was wide open.
Yeah.
It wasn't
fine.
Going out.
Right. Good.
But
this falls in the same category as not carrying 12 paper on Shabbat? Or that's totally different?
It's different.
Okay. It's a different question.
Oh.
It's different.
That's an important question. I raised it a few times.
Let's try to continue over here without the services, please. Yeah, so now saying, Aval Imma by his God, but if the house is very big, called Kasha, any other lagi, Aval Litvah, so Aitha Ruta Acha. You can't catch the bird in one shot. In one running, they should mishpat them and all fly away from you. But tzarich larutz after you have to run after them. Metech habayis in the house reads a shein. It's the second time mishlishit. You have to keep on chasing it. Harei ilu mechusarim teda. These it's still considered lacking being trapped. Upatar min atar avu the rabbanon aser b'chol kadeh. For the Torah is not a problem. The rabbanon it's still going to be a problem. Also, next halacha is going to be if you trap something which is. It couldn't walk, couldn't run away anyway. Let's say it's a limping cat. You trap it. or something that's one thing.
If it's a female cat, it's actually a prostitute, we learned.
So now the halacha is they'll try to stay on the
topic.
I learned so much, it's so exciting, you know?
Yeah, you said. Yeah.
I gotta say it all.
Yeah, so I'm saying over here that if you trap something, let's tzad davar she'ena mechuzeta, you trap something which is not really missing being trapped. Here, for example, tzad tzvi, you trap a tzvi chiger, let's say it's limping, a chaylet sick, machayiv is so tired, tired to any yachalazim, it can't move from its place. Pater minatar, there again, midaraisa, it's not a problem, there are abundant, it's still a problem. So to trap a limping animal, you. That since it really was somewhat trapped already beforehand, it didn't really like trap it. It wasn't like, therefore, it's only us and the Rabbana.
And when you trap something, you're trapping.
Hatzad Tzvi Yashin, if you trap a Tzvi, a deer which was sleeping, I assume we're blind, or sick, has a fever, Chayiv, then you're Chayiv, because they can still run away when they realize a person is there. Because they're considered lacking, they are lacking being trapped, they're not called trapped. A sleeping animal, is because even if you took it when it was sleeping, it's called you really trapped it, because usually they run away the minute you wake it up. So there will be the right to trap a sleeping animal is right. If it's a sick thing and it can't walk away, even if it knows you're there, it can't run away.
What do you want to help it? What if you want to help it? Not supposed to?
Not right.
No?
Not if it's not yours. You know, you're not supposed to help.
Not supposed to.
It's not yours, help people.
No, I mean, you're talking about limp, you know?
No, there's a lot of people to help. Help me, I need help. Help people. A lot of people to help. Everybody's afraid of the animals. They make the. Donate money to hospitals, not animal hospitals. Svi, pa'ob shenichlas l'chei. Let's see. Halacha Gimel. Yeah. Mashallah, the Gimel. Sviva, if let's say you have a deer or a bird, shenichnas l'chei, they enter the room b'chayetze. V'no'am b'fani, you close the door in front of them. Chay. Well, what about two people close the door together? So now you always have the rule. Shnayim, v'imna'al shnayim, if you, two people did this at the same time, p'turim min atara, you patur min atara, v'chay v'derba, since you didn't do it in the normal way of doing it, usually most normal people only need one people to press to shut the door, in a normal door, unless it's one of these huge doors. If it's a door that usually one person shuts, and now two people shut it, you did not the regular derech, therefore you are pater from the raisa, but you chayiv min the rabbanan. The imla yachal elanali. If one person was not able to lock it, the nalush time, if two people locked it, then chayiv min atar, you chayiv min atar. What about if the door was already closed? And they just want to lock it. That's not a problem. The ima you had tzvi oya if the cheder if the tzvi or the if was in the cheder by tzadel sugan the door was closed mutar lechatzchila lino b'manal mutar lechatzchila to lock it the ma'achas tzadel sugar in yachla grach because since once the door was closed it couldn't run away v'ayim shmurim b'ayim they're already protected b'manal by locking who might say is adding shmira adding protection v'ayim as Abishum say this so adding protection adding trap is not called trap. To add onto it's being trapped already, it's not considered you trapped it, and that's going to be allowed.
What's the issue of trapping though? What's the big deal?
That's one of the lama test malachas is trapped.
Because they're going to kill an animal or something like that? Or?
No, any 39 malachas, the main categories which we did by the Mishkan, they're usher on Shabbos. The Torah says, build the Mishkan, and then it says right after, but don't desecrate Shabbos. So we learn from the words of telling you, build a Mishkan, but don't desecrate Shabbos to build a Mishkan. Which means anything, any of the labors that they used to build a Mishkan, those are usher to do on Shabbos. Right, now one of the things to do was trap animals. They used to trap animals to make dyes. They needed the skins.
To kill them, right? To kill them.
Then, having the event, it was to kill them. It doesn't make a difference. Anything they did, whatever, it doesn't, anything they did is usher. Now, you're pointing out a good point. The halacha is whether I'm doing the same action for a different purpose.
Right.
Or even if I'm doing a different action for the same purpose, it still goes in there. Which means, let's say, they were chasing the animal to kill them. I'm chasing the animal just to have a pet.
No, because it's hurt and you want to help.
It doesn't matter. If it's whether I'm trying to do the same action as they did in the Mishkan, or the same outcome, it's usher. Over here you're doing the same action, you're trapping. Right? That's usher.
From the Rabbana.
From the Rabbana. Because they used to trap, let's say, to make dye. Or even if you want to do the same outcome in a different way. Let's say I want to make dye because I'm going to mix some plants and grind it together to make a dye. Also, to do the same outcome as the Mishkan is also aser. That's halacha. It doesn't have to be the same action, the same outcome, the same effect.
Because the Rambam are putting a barrier in order to protect.
That, this is the Raisa, not the Rabbana, this is the Raisa. From the Torah, these 39 main malachas are aser from the Torah. And that we understand from the Torah, whatever we did in the Mishkan is going to be aser for us to do our jobs.
Yeah.
It's even derived. This is just derived. It's even before all the drab on it.
But can you tell me what the derived and what it says? You cannot trap. You said you can't. How does it say? You can't trap.
No, it doesn't say you can't trap. It says anything you, we understand that anything you did by the Mishkan, you can't do on Shabbos. That's what it says. And the Gemara and the Mishnah is derived from there. They go through all the 39 main malachas they did to build the Mishkan.
And one of them was what now?
One of them is trapping.
Well, what do you mean trapping?
They used to trap animals. To make them the dyes, I think they need the leather, they need the skin.
Right, right. So all those things that they did, all these things, right?
It's the trap, yeah.
The trap.
One of the things.
So
that
what we're doing is we're not doing all these things. We're just
one of that. Even if you do one of them, if you trap, if you do any of the things that they did, mm-hmm. it's also the right. Raisa.
So you're saying if I in Shabbos I can't trap an animal because for dye or for
no,
you can't trap it regardless.
Regardless.
All right.
You don't want the deer to eat your food, so you want to put it in the room. You can't do that because you're trapping.
But I'm not trapping it for using the Mishkan days. It doesn't matter. It's either the act or the outcome, or both.
So the act itself of trapping, usher. Now, if you wanted to make dye, let's, you know, or make whatever deer meat or whatever,
right.
also usher because you know, you wouldn't be able to do it. So it's either or.
Uh-huh.
But like let's say a rat.
Right.
They weren't using rats in the Mishkan. So right. you want to trap the rat to make sure it's not in your house, right? So the outcome isn't the same because you have no interest in using that rat for anything. So the act itself is what.
So just let him run around?
In Yalkut Yosef,
it's
an animal that's not normally trapped. The people don't usually trap them or catch them.
Yeah.
It's okay, like a fly.
No, because he had a bee and it wasn't a problem.
You catch a fly and. You want to throw them out of the house, you can catch a fly in the land and toss them out.
I don't think so. I think you can't do that. That's what we're learning.
Here he says, Usher. Here the Ben Ishchai holds Usher. We're ready for now for the Ben Ishchai.
Yeah, but could you say
it? It could be his meaning. It could be.
You're grabbing them and tossing them out. Because the animals aren't over each other.
Fine.
I wouldn't be surprised when I heard it, but
Yeah, it's good.
There's a wagon for baking.
Okay, so where are we holding there? Where are we holding? I don't know.
After class,
we did a gimbal, no? We're up to Dalit.
Dalit. Let's see how look at Dalit. Misha, I like Tzvi Kasher. Let's see how the Tzvi that was tied in your house. Mutter lit ala Dalit for fun of you. It's allowed to lock the door in front of it. Kadela Haisit, Shmira al Shmira Sai. In order to add protection on the next, on a protection. So let's say you have a dog ready on a leash in the house. You're allowed to close the door. Right? But you're allowed to add an extra protection. Kime Akash, you have to be cautious because after that it's already tied. Ni says, I'm going to do it. It's already trapped and standing. Kime Akash, and Allah Deles, Ni Terasi Mikshira Sai. And after you lock the door, you untie it. The nimta that comes out now needs to the shamik adal. It's trapped. What happened here? This thing was trapped by it was on a leash. So when I closed the door, I didn't really trap it. I just double trapped.
Right.
But now, when you take the leash off, it comes out that I really trapped it
because
I closed the door. Ain mechayv nesalaf teich adalas. We don't say you're chayv to open the door now. K'dei levatol shmirat to pitol your shmira. Because b'shashash na'al the time you locked the door beheter no you locked it beheter you closed the door when it was allowed. They ain't at the Isa Club. Now you're not doing anything. Bechayin also. Misha na'al beisa. It's someone who locked their door. L'shaymer. It's time you lock your door because you want. It's night time. You want to lock the door. But aif a tzvi b'taychad. There's a tree. There's a bird or a tzvi inside of it or a deer. You didn't know there was a bird or a tzvi in your house. He's in many cases later than Baghdad. He's have cats running around their house. You didn't know you had cats running around your house.
Or a deer.
You know, you had a deer walking around. But after you lack a night, it became known to you. You don't have to open the door now. And sure, no, I'll tell you, you can leave it until it gets dark. Why leave the door locked? Until the end of Shabbos. They should go over to the Yitzhak Tzvi, so you can take the deer. But, what's the reason? If Nekshar no'al, Beheter no'al, since when you locked the door, it was Beheter, Shalayyadeh, you didn't know if there was a bird over there. That's why it's mutter. So if you locked the door without knowing, you didn't know there was a bird in your house. Then, when you locked the door, you didn't know. It's mutter, you don't have to open the door later. If you knew Shayesviva Oifu, Baliskar Adelis, Asa, then you allow him to close the door. Even if you're not intending to trap it, you just want to protect your house. Now, can be about after it's for sure going to get trapped. Because what's the halacha?
If you know that it's there.
In a case where you know it's there. In a case where you know it's there, right? What's the halacha? Even if I don't intend to do a malacha, but if it's for sure going to happen, it's asur anyway. Which means, even though I'm not intending, to trap the bird, but since I know it's for sure going to happen, halacha is, it's still asur.
Right? Wow.
Secretion. Which means, even though it is a...
Even though you do it every single night, you do that, you close the door every single night.
Right. Since in this scenario, I know it's going to get locked, and I know it's going to get trapped, the halacha is that it's a secretion. So even though if there's a darish in miskavet, it's something I'm not intending to do it. But since it's for sure going to get trapped, clear, it's not allowed. Still usher.
Oh,
now it's over cats.
Okay.
Hachatma, what about cats? Cat's family.
Yeah. Should I get Yaakov?
Jerusalem cats.
Can I get Yaakov for this?
No, it's fine. I think it's better. Leave it. So what about the cats? If the cats are like Dina Ksha'ar Chaya, they're like every other animal. They're not nicer. They're the same halacha. You can't trap them on Shabbos. But Asur Latsud Oysa, you're not allowed to trap them. So what happens if they came into your room? Halacha. Let's say the cat's running around the Shabbos. It comes into your room, and now you want to close the door. It came into your bed. And you want to close the door. Halacha is, you're not allowed to close the door now. Because now you're trapping it into your room.
You have to kick him out.
If you want to close the door, you got to shoo him out. Do what you got to do. If you want to close the door, let's leave the door open.
Trap him in another room.
You can't trap him.
Trap him outside your room.
You can close the door. Then you close the door. Yeah, you trap him out of your room, I guess. Close the door to your room.
Trap yourself in the room.
Also, Liskar HaPesel, you're not allowed to close the door. Until it goes out from there. If you know it's there, if it's hiding under the bed, you didn't know it's there, then it's okay. If you don't know, if you knew the cat was there, you're not allowed to close the door. Again, even though the aim is scavenged, so you're not intending to trap it. If the guy aim writes to me, you don't want to be trapped in your room. You want to get out of your room. You don't want it in your room right now. No reason for your cat to be in your room for regular people. If calls that usher, still it's usher. If you know your cat's there, you're not allowed to. Close door.
Your pet?
Yeah, you're still not allowed to trap. It seems like you're still not allowed to trap it into your room. You're trapping it. It can't go anywhere. You're going to close your door.
So if it wants to go out, you should let it out. That's what we're saying.
But you're not allowed to close the door altogether because that's trapping. The minute you close the door, it's trapped in. What's it going to tell you? You want to get out?
Okay. Domesticated animals, they kind of,
they flap their tail. But basically,
they kind of let you know if they have to go to the bathroom or things like that.
I understand, but. But over here, halacha, you're not allowed to trap it and wait for it to let you know.
Right.
And that's what it says here, at least. I don't know, maybe there's leniencies for domesticated animals. But that's a separate cheer.
He's discussing more animals. So
yeah, but keep on going. Okay, probably right in Baghdad. In Baghdad, the Shlichei Tum Harit Babatim, it's very common to have cats walking around your house.
Also Jerusalem.
Right, in Yerushalayim also. You need to be very careful with this. If your cat enters your room, or wherever there's a door to lock it, you see a cat over there, right? Or even in your yard, in your lawn, but you're not allowed to close the door until the cat leaves. You have to wait until the cats leave before you close the door.
What's the booby?
Flies. Now we'll see the Benish Chai said that fly. What's flies? Flies, Benish Chai also is usher. He said it could be that the Ben, right, he said Ravadi says mutter in a certain way to do it, but the Ben Ishchai we're learning now, he says Zivuvin Asur Letzonim Drabanan. It's forbidden to trap flies.
He's a strict guy, this
Ben Ishchai, huh? Strict. Right. Yeah. So, therefore, Sarah Lizar, Shiloh Teva Listam Kli, don't close a box or a Kli, Shiesh Abdul, if there's flies there, Neshim Nitzan, because they'll be trapped. This Kiru with this closing. Fa'avali, even though she'in Meskavan, you're not intending to trap them. Mikamakam still an opsic ratio of layamas. like the Gemara says, it's like you think you're going to sequester it. You think you could chop a chicken's head off, it's not going to die. You think you could shut this thing and the fly's not going to get trapped, it's for sure going to happen. So what should you do? First, shoo away the flies. You have free achazu with chila. But afterwards, you chasa kli, cover the clear, use karate, and close the box. But Mazur, what are we talking about? Because you raise woman, if you see the flies with your eyes, right? You see them. If you don't see them, you don't have to check if this fly is there. And also, once you shoo them away, then you could. You don't have to assume there's more flies there. You don't have to check. Once in doubt, so you can ask me, because it's not for sure going to happen. If you know there's a fly there, by you shutting this box, it's for sure going to get trapped. But if you don't know there's a fly there, it will be a darvish. And let's say there was a fly there. I didn't know. So it's a darvish in miskav, not miskavin. That's not a secretion, so therefore it's mutter. But what's Allah? If I don't attend, if I'm not sure if the thing's going to happen, because I'm not sure if there's a fly in here or not, that's allowed. If it's for sure a fly in here, then it's asr. If I'm not sure, you're right. If I shut the box, the fly's going to get trapped, then it's going to be mutter.
Uh-huh. It doesn't matter how small the fly is compared to how big the room is, it's still trapping?
If you see it.
Because an animal has a bigger mass, so maybe it's a little bit more, feels like it's trapped. But a fly is so small, maybe it feels like he's not trapped, like he's enjoying himself.
It could be over here. It could be true. It could be that closing a door to a house isn't necessarily trapping a fly. It could be right, because over here the fly is referring to more like a box or a,
right.
You know,
something small.
Yeah, you're trapping it into a box. It could be right. You're allowed to shut the door to the front of your house if a fly is in your house. Not trapping. It's not like a bird. It could be right. I don't know for sure. Now, are you allowed to set up traps before Shabbos? I have a mice mouse problem. You're allowed to set up traps before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, yes. After Shabbos.
Yes. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to. You're allowed to set up traps.
You know you're going to get him on Shabbat?
I don't know how I'm going to get him. I don't know when he's coming. If I knew how to get him, I would get him.
Oh, you use the trap to get him.
Yeah, but you're allowed to put the trap there before Shabbos.
Oh. But if a rat comes in your house, you can't trap him, but you can't even set a trap.
On Shabbat, right.
And also, if it gets trapped, you can't take it out either, because it's also muksa. That's the halacha. Halacha zayin.
The trap is muksa, and the animal.
And the animal is muksa.
Dead animal, for sure.
So if you want to get another guy, you got to wait for Moshav to get the next guy.
You need 10 guys.
Usually they come, they come when you have mice, you have starts with one. Starts with one. So if you have one trap, you got to catch one at a time. Wait till after Shabbos to get the next one. Asr l'ham in b'Shabbos, it's asr to set up on Shabbos Hamatu the trap lost the Bakwar to trap mice. See these problems are not new problems. All these Balkane, therefore Hamatu the therefore also the trap is muksa now, because it's chashu, it's considered a klishim lachdil iser, a utensil which its object is to do something forbidden. Because if you're not let it show, it's also to touch the trap. But also the tapla mishal muksa. Behold, the fa'amim sometimes ma'amidim Hamatu you set up the trap in the era of Shabbos. Now, Friday night, the thing gets trapped. When everyone's sleeping, they will start coming out at night. Boom, Friday night, the thing smacks down on him. You have to be careful, don't take it out of Shabbos. The trap is muktzah, the animal is muktzah. Eliyashar, but you have to leave it there, leave the animal in its present state in the trap until Matzah Shabbos.
And then you can close your outside door because he's already dead.
But you could cover it.
Then he was, you're not trapping.
You could cover it though, right? Could you put a blanket over it?
You could put something on top of it. Yeah, with a muksa, you
allowed
to put
to cover muksa.
Yeah, you allowed to cover muksa. You allowed to put a cover on top of muksa.
You can even close
the
sides.
No, can't touch it.
You don't have to close the sides. About the ducks, what do you do about ducks and chicken that you have in your backyard? You allowed to chase them into the chicken coop? They're making too much noise. You allowed to chase them into the chicken coop?
I don't think so. This is life I can.
About the ducks, I got the kids, I got the machu, Usher lotulus, usher forbidden to trap your different things. You want to put them into their lul, into their coop. The cheder echad, into one room, they're bothering you. The chickens quackling all around the house, you want to put them in one room. You're not allowed to shut them in a room. Punish them. Now he said, Lami, we don't have to tell you in Mardu. Let's say they rebelled. And on their own, they escaped from the chicken coop. Then it's Asr Daraisa, because then they escaped and you're trying to take something which is running away. as their imam is trapping them deraisa because they're going to get away. You're really trapping them so they don't get away. So, love me, but we don't need to tell you in Mardu if they rebelled. The Yasu ben Alul, and they ran out of the coop. The Asu ben Atayru, it's Asur from the Tayrla Chnitzel of Techa, to bring them back in, because you're actually trapping, you're afraid they're going to run away. Yasu ben Alul Tuma. Let's say they were stopped walking around innocently, they're walking out of the thing, they weren't trying to run away. By me pushing them back into the thing, they're not trying to get away, they're just walking around innocently. They're like a tam, they're like breastplate, tmim, subshitas, they're very simple. They're not trying to run away. Then it's Asur midrabana, right? Because then I'm just trapping them to get into the Shemini. The Eilu Darkly is Marlum Chutz Laklu. It's Terech Latzman. It's Shvat Adam Adam. It's Asur the Rabbana to put them back into there. It's Asur the Rabbana to put them back into their coop, into their loom, but into their coop. Now also Halacha Yedalin. But first Halacha Yedal says Asur to kill flies on Shabbos, right? And someone who killed the flies as if they killed a camel on Shabbos, a camel. And Halacha Yedal it says. One who kills a fly is as bad as killing a camel. It doesn't make a difference how big or small it is. Therefore, in the summertime, you have a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of things. Right? Some people, they get in a rage and they start hitting them, right? And you're going to draw blood. A person has to be very, very careful not to. A person has to be very, very careful not to kill them. So here also is referring to making the dodge. You're not allowed to draw blood out of anything on Shabbos. By killing a fly, besides for killing, you're also drawing blood, therefore it's usher. However, in Halacha Yekimel says something interesting. A kino, let's say lice, where do they come from? They don't come from the ground. They come from sweat. Sounds disgusting. Therefore, it's mutter to kill lice on Shabbos. This is when you find it on your begadim, you happen to find it. But you're not going to start checking for kinim, checking the whole situation. They used to check their clothes for lice because we're afraid you're going to find something bigger, which is usher, that you're not allowed to kill. You're going to find some other creepy crawler, which is usher to kill. So if you go doing lice checking and you find the lice, we don't let you check it because the gzera, we don't let you kill it.
Right.
Only because of gzera that you're afraid you're going to find something bigger and kill it. But if it's just one lice, you're allowed to kill it on Shabbos. Okay, that's pretty disgusting. Then you have to wash your hands with the kli. Because you let the kids to Shulchan Aruch. If you kill a kinim, you have to wash your hands like Matil Sidaim in the morning.
Yeah.
You kind of
you can't just let it throw it down the drain. Is that killing it also?
It's supposed to kill it, so it's fine. We're just saying here also, it's also killing.
A bee, you're allowed to kill a bee. That's how they think about it. Not a bee. It's
bee
dangerous.
Most bees aren't dangerous. Most people, if they get stung by a bee, they're fine. That's like, you know, highly allergic people, they usually live. They just get, you know, they blow up a little bit. Fine. At first, you ask if it's a sakana. Sakana is really dangerous. Sakana, fine. It's a danger of life. A bee's going to sting you. But most people are, they could get, they're more afraid, and nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, a lot of the women get afraid, and also Michael gets
afraid.
I'm afraid for my life.
Exactly.
It's a person should be careful, and it's better not to clean your teeth with a toothpick on Shabbos. We're afraid you might make yourself bleed. Especially if a person's not used to doing it, they bleed quicker, right? Because they're not used to it, right? Also, someone who scratches themselves on Shabbos, don't scratch too hard and make yourself bleed.
What about brushing the teeth?
That's what we're saying.
No, brushing your teeth is a different question. Brushing your teeth? A new question.
If your gums will bleed.
That's a different question. Brushing your teeth, if you want to be lenient, Rav Adi Yosef is lenient in certain ways. You have to also be careful how to do it and whatever, to do it.
Before you start with this, when you're talking about trapping, are you continuing, did you stop with the trapping?
Yeah, we'll stop with it. Almost.
Oh, then I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So if you have, let's say you're leaving your house and you have your animal there and he wants to go with you, or if you, you know, is that considered? Can you not leave your house because you're trapping inside your house?
And for the pal, a domesticated dog is different. Child. So you need your own shear on your domesticated animals.
Mm-hmm. Does Rabbi Maimon do that?
No. Fine. So again, fine. So the person scratches someone's blood. This is one of the rash or something. You're going to scratch yourself too hard. So we're not a rash because we're afraid that blood will come out. Anything dangerous, any snakes or scorpions that are dangerous, right? Then, if they're running after you, you're allowed to kill them, right? That's going to be the halacha. Also, a person shouldn't purposely walk where there's a lot of animals because of psychration. The person shouldn't walk where there's a lot of bugs. So you see where there's tons of ants, you shouldn't walk on there. So you kill them before you're going to be killing them, you should be careful.
I'm taking the trapping thing to Shabbos. I mean, not doing Hashavah, but I have that sensitivity.
Finish high parshas the era. This week's parshas second year. That's
good. Very good.
But you know, it's a whole different topic. More domesticated animals. How to deal with them? I don't have a dog.
But I don't want to say that. You know, I don't want to differentiate because then it's not a fun story.
No, but there is a difference. Because
then it's not fun. Okay, it's trapped for killing, but I'm saying trapping, you know, your dog is.
And I don't know, I don't know what I want.
It's a dangerous animal.
It's like how easy would it say if
it's chasing you, you're allowed to kill it. It's just walking around.
It's more of a little
scorpions.
Yeah, it says you could kill it.
They had dogs or cats.
Right. Well, in that area they did.
No, they had wild.
I don't know if that's pets.
No, but there's lots of
it. I don't know.
You said it's not that, right?
They had a lot of cats running around. They came into your house. I don't know if they had pets.
They weren't pets, okay.
When did this thing come out? It's a new thing. American thing? Cats and dogs?
We got an update.
They have your iPhone. You can have a pet on your iPhone. It's a fee there and do it.
Yeah.
They have updated pets.
Right.
You pay $1 a day. I don't know what you do. You pay $1 a day.
Years ago, it was a little.
Yeah, we used to teach it. What's it called? What's it called? I used to have it. What's it called?
Tamaguchi.
Yeah.
I never had those.
Clean his diaper.
I don't like any pets.
Clean it after. He said, clean it up. Like, you have to clean it. Tamaguchi. Oh, Tamaguchi. Tamaguchi is better than a dog. That's a problem.
No, I have a dog in America. I don't really know.
So leave it. It's probably going to trap it, not trap it. Just leave
right.
it.
Right, just leave it there. It's happening in America.
Find a wife. Get a shit up.
Right.
And I can't trap her in the house? So
you're allowed to. That's right.
In the dungeon.
You can't make her bleed.
In the basement.
That's the,
How do you get these hot stuff?
What keep her overnight.
The year says, though,
Yes, from Shemayim.
Yeah, a lot of contradictions with Gemara on the.
Here it says though, trapping. It's all for me. The Raisa trapping is any species that is normally trapped or hunted. Right. The Raisa. So the Rabbani is where.
That's what the Rabbani said. By flying, they're not normally to be trapped. It could be a smother. I don't. I didn't see it.
No, Ben Ishai just said. No,
Ben Ishai said that.
If you're not going to trap it for what you do in the Malapa work in the Mishnah, what's the difference?
Because you're still trapping.
Right,
it's
you say
potato,
it's different words.
Do you know this doctor? I think from England.
Another famous one. For the reason,
Abudi.
We have it on podcast. Famous names. Abudi.
Yes.
Tell me what's on
the I think it's from England.
Doesn't do
what you see, he does all the beginning what you do.